Hello.
Hi, is this Rex?
Yes.
Hi, Rex. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Team. My name is Samantha Hayes. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good to hear that. I just wanted to make you aware of our merchant name because I believe you did not identify the charge that it came as on your statement, I believe. The merchant...
I'm sorry?
What? Say what now?
I'm saying that Penguin Book Writers charged you by a merchant. Let me explain what a merchant is. A merchant is basically the payment gateway we use because as a business, we have a heavier cash flow, okay, incoming and outgoing. So we use merchants. And the merchant's name is Codex Lab Inc.
Okay.
Okay, so you need to let your bank or your credit card company know that this is something that you recognize because it's from Penguin. You've paid the amount to us for a book writing services.
Well, I thought I did, but Codex Lab was contacted by the bank,
mm-hmm.
and they identified themselves as a cognitive research facility, and I see that Codex Lab has already refunded the $1,000 that I put into Penguin.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure how you guys are doing, you're doing your business there, but the bank called Codex Labs and they said, no, we're a cognitive research laboratory.
No,
well,
so,
well,
that
no,
is not
I
true.
Hired a
They're,
Penguin book.
Mm-hmm. See, a merchant is actually a third party, just like a bank, okay? But it's a bigger version of bank, you can say. I'm explaining to you in the most vague language that I can, so you understand what I'm talking about, okay? Codex Lab is a merchant payment gateway that we use. It's a third party platform that is used to process the transactions. So if you're going to verify this from them, they're going to tell you that they're an independent third party. But you know on your end that Penguin is using Codex Lab as a third party payment gateway. All right? And that's the reason why you're seeing Codex Lab appearing on your bank statement or your credit card statement. So if that has
mm-hmm.
been refunded, you will have to make that payment back to us so we can initiate with the project. Okay?
You mean the project that we started a week ago?
That is correct.
Uh-huh. How long before you guys would have reached out to me?
Well,
I mean, it's
we
been
have...
a week, so what...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, never mind. It's fine. All right. I got you. So, yeah, Codex Lab. So you guys are pushing money through a different entity
yes.
to establish a funneling channel for the cash that comes in?
That is correct. You got it. And, Rex, by the way, I'm reviewing your account created with us on the Teamwork portal, and I see that Ella has been trying to reach out to you. See, she has left you multiple messages. And
yes, and I've returned the call multiple times. Each time I call, it gets hung up. So when I try to reach Ella and I call the number, it disconnects, which means somebody's hanging up on me. I've also emailed roughly five times. Yeah, yeah.
Did you log into the portal?
Log into the portal? I don't have a login for a portal.
Okay, well.
I've not been given a portal to log into. This is one of the issues that we started out with, because when I sent the manuscript and the agreement and the payment, I asked for confirmation of receipt. I never got one. I've since sent emails to Ella and to the salesperson, and they are not replying. So I've tried to call, and I'm getting hung up on. So I don't know what to tell you, but there's a disconnect with the communication.
Yes, I see that. And one of the reasons why that is happening, it's because your project manager did not have you logged into the portal. See, the entire team is connected on the portal. And when you mentioned this to me, the first thing that I did is check on the portal what's going on. So if you're sitting in front of your computer, I can walk you through this.
Yeah, I'm not, but that's still... I'm actually working right now, so no,
okay.
I'm not.
Okay, all right. Well, then can
but
you
yeah,
confirm
no,
your availability?
Nobody's communicated a portal, and it seems the only the only thing that's prompted a response from this group is my complaint that the money went to someone other than whom I thought it was supposed to go to. So now I'm getting responses. Even though I've been asking for them, nobody else is responding.
This
so what is,
that? Yes, there is a communication gap, I believe. I am going to speak to your team after we hang up, but I'm more concerned about having you joined on the portal. So can you confirm your availability maybe anytime today when you will have access to your account or your computer so I can walk you through the portal?
Probably tonight.
And what time will that be?
When I get back. When I get back, because we're actually, we've got a little bit of a family emergency, so we're having to run around here. So I won't be back until about 8 o'clock.
And what time are you in?
That's around 8 o'clock Mountain time, so I don't know what I'm going to be doing at that point, but I won't be back to the house until then.
Oh, that's going to be
late. Where are you?
I'm actually in the Pacific time zone, and it's going to be 7 o'clock here, so that will be late.
Yeah.
Do you have any other time slot available maybe for tomorrow?
You could try me after 12 tomorrow.
Okay, after 12. Let me see. Okay, Mountain time. We're talking about after 12. All right, then I can call you somewhere around 12 PST. That would work.
And what was your name again?
Samantha Haysk. I am part of the compliance team. Yes.
All
right, then I will call you tomorrow. And by then, I will actually have a discussion with your team, see what's going on and what the issue is with Ella's number, since you cannot get a hold of her. And tomorrow, then, we can rediscuss the payment as well, okay?
Yeah, because I literally just tried to call about 20 minutes ago when I saw that refund come through on my email from the bank. So
yes. That's because we actually received a dispute and a fraud alert warning from your bank stating that they will dispute the charges. So Codex Lab, of course, being a third-party merchant, if they see anything like that, they refund the amount immediately. And that is the reason why I got over the phone with you, because they informed us that one of your clients does not recognize the charges and they would like to dispute the charges. So I wanted to come over the phone, explain the scenario to you. I know it's not something regular, but when you work with any big companies or businesses, you will understand that they use third-party payment gateways due to the heavier cash flow, of course. So, Rex, thank you so much for your time. I shall call you tomorrow, and then we will sort out the portal along with the payment, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. You take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.